Welcome to the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psachim Daf Lamed Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, starting Halacha Beis in the bottom Daf Lamed Vov Amud Beis. This Mishnah turns to the Inyonei Kodshim they have to do with Korban Pesach. And as a preview, I'll just learn two nikudas, two points you need to know regarding Kodshim that has to do with this Mishnah. Number one is, there are four avoidas in a regular korban. There's four processes that need to be done when you have a korban. Number one is shechita, you shech the korban. Number two is kabbalah, receiving the blood. Number three is hoilocha, taking the blood and bringing it to the mizbeach. And number four is zrika, throwing the blood on the mizbeach. Each one of them is considered to be an avoida, and there's a total of four main avoidas in the korban, which are me'akev. If you don't do the four avoidas, if you're missing or doing it wrong, it will ruin the korban. The point number two that we need to know is the idea of the correct thought process the person has to have. When one of the avoidas are being done, any one of the avoidas are being done, the kohen has to have the correct mindset. And there's many thoughts that can ruin the korban. One of them, which the Mishnah addresses right away, is the machshava shaloi lishmo, which means not for the purpose of the korban. Person goes and does a shechita, and instead of having in mind that he's doing a korban, the korban he's supposed to do, he's thinking about another korban. Another thought is pigul. Pigul means that he has in mind that the korban will be eaten or will be processed after the correct allotted time that the korban has. These machshavas cause a problem with the korban. Now, specifically, when we talk about shaloi lishmo, not for the right thought of that specific korban, the Mishnah Megillah Maseches Zvachim tells us that kol hazvachim shenizbachu shaloi lishmo, every zevach that was done for a different korban, for example, one does korban oilo and in his mindset he's thinking about korban shlomim, the korban is kosher, meaning you still bring it on the mizbeach. But the owner did not fulfill his obligation, needs to bring another animal to replace the animal that he brought. But there's two exceptions to the rule. And in two korbanos, if you had shaloi lishmo, the korban becomes pasul. You cannot bring it to the mizbeach. One of them is korban pesach, as we'll see right now in the Mishnah, and the other one is korban chatos. And this is what our Mishnah addresses right away. HaPesach sheshachato shaloi lishmo. He did shechita with the wrong thought process. Think about another korban. Kibel, he received the blood. Vehilech, or he walked toward the mizbech. Vezorak, or he threw the blood. Shaloi lishmoi. Any one of the avoiders, he did it with the wrong thought process. Oy lishmoi, v'shaloi lishmoi. He started the shechita with having the right mindset, but then when he finished the shechita, he had the wrong mindset, thinking about another korban. Oy shaloi lishmoi, v'lishmoi. Or he started with the wrong mindset and ended with the correct mindset. In all these cases, it's possible. Says the Mishnah, Kate said Lishmoy Vishal Lishmoy will be the case that start with the right wrong mindset and end with the wrong one. Lishu Pesach or Lishu Shlomim. He started by thinking about Pesach and then he thought about the carbon and had in mind this carbon is Shlomim. Shaloi Lishmoy Vishal, what is that case? Lishem Shlomim Shem Pesach, starting with the thought process of Shlomim and ending with Pesach. Says the Gemara, Minayin Shu Tzorich Lishach to Lishmoy. How do we know the current Pesach needs to be done Lishmoy? Rabbi B'Shem Rav V'amaitim Zevach Pesach Hu. It says V'amaitim Zevach Pesach. What the pasuk is telling us? Loi meim shachtu l'she Pesach Hu Pesach V'imlav Einu Pesach. The pasuk is saying V'amaitim Zevach Pesach. You have to say that it's a Korban Pesach. It needs to be a Korban Pesach. It cannot be something else. Okay, that pasuk is speaking about Shechito. Because it says Zevach. Shal kol ma'isu minayin. How do we know the other avoiders? It says V'asisa Pesach Shiu kol ma'isu l'shem Pesach. All the mice have to be with the mindset of Pesach. Me'ato afilu hekte imurim. If so, why only the four avoiders? The four main avoiders that we have, which is Shechita, Kabbalah, Halichos, Riko. What about hekte imurim? Would you take the fat of the carbon and put it on the Mizbeach after the carbon is finished? Which is not me'akev. If you didn't do it, the carbon is still kosher. But maybe if you had the wrong mindset and thought about Shlom instead of carbon Pesach, it will be possible. Talmud Loimar Zevach, that's what the first pasuk said, Zevach, Mazvichu Miyuchedet Shimakeres HaKaparo. Zvich is something which is required in order to have the kapar of the carbon. Yatsu Hekter Imurim Sheinu Me'akeves HaKaparo. Doing the Hekter Imurim, putting the fat in the Mizbeach, is not Me'akeves HaKaparo. Sigmor Chatos Minayin, as we mentioned, that the Mishnah in Zvachim tells us that not only Korban Pesach needs to be Lishma, but also Korban Chatas needs to be Lishma. How do we know the Korban Chatas needs to be Lishma? And if not, it's possible. It says, V'shochat oiso lechatos. When you do Shechit, it needs to be lechatos. It says, G'mon Deflamet Zayin and Mudalif. V'shar kol maiso minayin. What about the other maisi? Meaning, what about the other avoidus? V'oso esayechot chatos. You do it chatos, any maisi needs to be chatos. Me'ato afilu ekti yimurim, the same question. So also the fat that comes after the korban will also require to be with the same with the right mindset. Tomud loimar v'shochat. It says shochat. Mashchita miyuchedet shehi me'akeves hakaporo. Shchita is something which is one of the avoidus that requires of the kapara, one of the four main avoidus. Yetzu ekti yimurim shehi me'akeves hakaporo. Putting the fat on the mizbeach is now required in order to have kaparo. Now, until now, we spoke about loy lishmo. Loy lishmo means you have in mind to have the different korban than the korban that you're doing right now. Now we're going to speak about another wrong thought, and that is loy lishem bailim, having the wrong owner. He's doing the korban for the wrong owner. Reuven is the owner of the korban, but he's doing the avoido for Shimon. Chatas lishem bailim minayin. How do you know the chatas needs to be for the in the mindset to do for the right bailim? And if not, it's possible. Amavir mi avos akoyin es achatos. Pasuk says, you do the chatos and have in mind, I mean, you have a kaparo for the mitayr, for the one who gets a taharo. Now that you're learning from the word v'aso, so also hekter imurim, meaning putting the fat on the mizbeach, should have the same din. Tomud loimar v'kiper, it says in the pasuk l'shon kaparo. Mazrika miyuchedet shehi me'akeves hakaparo, meaning we're talking about, that pasuk speaks about zrika, throwing the blood on the mizbeach, and there you require that avoida in order to have a kaparo. But putting the fat on mizbeach is not required for a kaparo, only kaparo avoidas are the ones that are needed to have the right thought process. Pesach l'shem ba'alim minayin, how do we know the Korban Pesach needs to have the right owner in mind? V'dinu, we learn midin. Ma'im chatos she'in machsheves areilim v'tmeim poislim boro. In chatos, a person has in mind to have areilim v'tmeim. It doesn't poisel. Because as the Korban Eidah mentions, an orel, an atome, can send the Korban chatos. Someone can bring a Korban chatos on behalf of somebody who's tome or he is an orel. Still, tzricho shetel l'shem ba'alim, you have to have the mindset for the right owner. Pesach shemachshevas areilim v'tmeim poislim boro, that we're going to learn. Korban Pesach, if you have in mind for someone who's an oral, doesn't have a bris milah, or is tome, it's not a good korban. Ein odin sheyetzorech l'shem ba'alim, of course you have to have the correct owner in it. Simo le'amato b'chatos sheikot shekodoshim. Torah Pesach sheikot shekalim. Can I bring a raya from chatos to Pesach? Because chatos is considered to be kot shekodoshim, which is, has a more chumr. You have to eat in Beis HaMikdash only, and there's other chumrs in it. Korban Pesach is a kot shekalim, you eat it all Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, "Amar Avyei Sivlo Machshava Lamadato." We're trying to speak about. We were focusing now not on all the halachas that you have by Pesach and Chatos. Talking about halachas that have to do with Machshava, the wrong thought process. Atoyer Ribas Machshava Pesach Yosef and Chatos. By Machshava, we see the Torah is more Machri in Pesach and Chatos because you see that an Orel and Tom is Poisel. Meaning, if someone has in mind to have a Shechita for them, it's Poisel. So, if someone has in mind to have a Shechita for the wrong owner, you learn from Chatos, it'll be Poisel. So ask the Gemara now, the pasuk that we learned from this whole thing is the pasuk that says v'chiper al amitar mitumosoi. That pasuk is referring to a mitzoyro. So amav chananya kamir amano umichatoso shemitzoyro anu lemedim, you learn from mitzoyro? V'chichatoso shemitzoyro lev l'chidushi yotzas. Chatos mitzoyro has a special chidush that other chatos don't have. What is it? Shetehe teune nesochim l'shem b'ayelim. It needs to have nesachim. Nesachim means you have to have wine in that korban chatos. Usually you don't want to bring wine with korban chatos, but mitzoyu you do bring. Something which is different than the klal, you can't learn from it to all the details. So how do you learn all the korban chatos from mitzoyu? Omar Leis, he answered him. So according to you, do you understand the chatos of mitzoyu was excluded from the rule? Yotzal chidushoy. So how do you know that's Psul Shloi Lishmo? Psul Shloi Lishmo is not written by Chatas Metzoyro. Psul Shloi Lishmo, you learn from Chatas Chelev. Chatas Chelev refers to always the classic Chatos that says in the Torah. So Loi Min Adin Kayo, where do you learn it from in the following Psul? The Chativ is Chatos Yisol Lechatos, the Psul that says at the beginning of Vayikron, regular Chatos. So how do you learn Metzoyro from there? Elama, the Chativ Zos Torah Sachatos, the answer is, even though Mitzvah Yotzas, the Eferetz Chiddush, there's still a Hekesh that puts all the Chatos to have the same halachas. And mimele elamimoko shilemeido bishami milamedes. The same way it learns to itself the chatos mitzayim shalishmas pasul, also teaches to everybody else that chatos shalishim bailim for the wrong owner is also pasul, because all the chatos learn from each other. Now in our Mishnah, we learned if someone had an avoido with a wrong machshava shalishmas it's pasul. And even if you have the same avoido with starting with one machshava and ending with another, it's also pasul. Now the Gemara addresses what happens if he has the correct machshava, but he has a wrong machshava while he's doing this avoido for another avoido. As the Gemara explains, shakatoy lishmoy lizrik doma shel lishmoy. He's shechting the korban and he's doing lishmoy. He's shechting the korban for the korban Pesach, but he has in mind that he's going to throw the blood on the mizbeach, not for the right machshava. When he's doing the shechita, he's thinking that his drika will be shel lishmoy. Meaning that's the Loshon of the Bavli is mechashri me'avoido la'avoido. You can have the wrong machshava on one avoido, even though you think about another avoido, and it ruins the carbon. That's the Gersa Rav Chaim via kosher. Shlokish says no. When if Shchita is doing right, the fact that he's thinking that he's going to do avoido shel lishmo, that doesn't poisel it. What is machshavas pigul? As we mentioned in the preview to this Mishnah, pigul is when you have in mind to do an avoido in the wrong time. Till now we spoke shalosh shmo, wrong carbon, shalosh shem bailim, the wrong owner. Now we have pigul, which means not the right time. What does it mean? He's shechting and he has in mind he'll do the zriko shalosh bizmano. He'll throw the blood after it's the a lot of time that a carbon has. Now by definition, pigul is always thinking from one avoido to the other. Because when he's doing shechita, he's doing it right now at the right time. He has in mind he's going to do something in the wrong time. So while he's doing shechita, he's thinking about something else. So by pigul, a machshav of the next avoido is placed to the carbon in the first avoido. So says the Gemara, ilu zorak shel lishmoy shemayin apostol. If eventually he throws the blood shel lishmoy, it's going to be apostol. So yimele shachter lishmoy lizuk doma shel lishmoy. So when he does shechita and has in mind to do the zrika shel lishmoy, it should be possible as well, similar to pigul, that when you shecht, you have in mind to do the zrika in the wrong time. You can't compare pigul to pasul. I mean, you can't compare pigul, machshava of the wrong time, to the machshava of shel lishmoy. So what's the difference between machshavas pigul and machshavas pasul? Ilu shachter lishmoy lekabel domo shel lishmoy shemayin kosher. If a person shechted the korban and had in mind not to throw it shel lishmoy, but to receive the blood shel lishmoy, that the Yerushalmi holds, as Reb Chaim explains in his second shot, Yerushalmi holds that the only discussion if someone does shechita and has in mind to do something wrong is if he has in mind to do zriko, which is a avoid chashuvo. But if he has in mind to do kabbalah, which is not avoid chashuvo, to do that shel lishmoy, that for sure everybody will agree it will not become pasul. So right away you see that there's a difference between pigul and shel lishmo. Because by pigul, when a person does is shchito and he has in mind to do the kabbalah in the wrong time, it becomes pasul. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis, shachto shel lishmo el kabel dom lishmo pasul. What happens is now he does shchito shel lishmo. He has in mind that the kabbalah will be lishmo. The korban is pasul. Why? Because right now he's doing shchito shel lishmo. The fact that he has in mind to do the next thing right doesn't make it okay. But by pigul, this will not be a problem. Because by pigul, if he has in mind doing shechita now in the wrong time, but right now it's not the wrong time. So I don't care that he has in mind to do shechita in the wrong time. And he has in mind to do kabbalah in the right time. So there's no issue with the carbon. So you see that machshava shel lishmo is very different than pigul. It's basically exact opposite. Pigul, when you have in mind to right now to do the right thing, but in mind to do something wrong later, regardless of that avoidah, becomes pasul. By lishmo, in some avoidahs, it won't become pasul. And by lo lishmo, when I have in mind to do something wrong right now, even though I have in mind to do something right later, it's possible, but by pigul, it won't be possible. And the Gemara continues the same kav, ilu shachter shel lishmo, it's a shechita shel lishmo, lehaktir imur of lishmo, but he has in mind to do the imurim lishmo, shemayin apostle, of course it's possible, because the shechita shel lishmo. And shachter lishmo, lehaktir imur shel lishmo, that's clearly kosher. He does the shechita lishmo. He has in mind he's going to do the imurim, which are not me'akiv shel lishmo. Of course it's kosher, because this avoid is not me'akiv at all. And by pigul, this will be exact opposite. If he's doing the shechita now, lishmo, and has in mind that the imurim will be in the wrong time, it will place to the carbon. And if he has in mind that he was going to do the Zrikas Imur in the right way, in the right time, but the Shechita he's doing now in the wrong time, that's opposite of what it is. Right now he's Shechting in the correct time. So it's not a Pigul. So you see two cases the Gemara brings where Pigul is the exact opposite of Shalei Shmor, and therefore you can't learn from each other. So the Gemara was saying, Abriyachan holds when you have Machshava from one Avoida to the other Avoida. It's Poitzel. It says you learn from Pigul. It says that we can't learn from Pigul. Pigul is very different than Machshava Shalei Shmor. So says the Gemara, I saw Avirmiya Tofis Rabbo. He held Rabbo. Omerle, mortally time at Abriyachan. Tell me the reason, Abriyachan. I'm a Shachta Lishmoy Lizok Domo Shalei Shmor Apostle. Why if he does Shchito Lishmoy and has in mind Duzrika Shalei Shmor, why will be Apostle? So he answered him, Nasim Shorishoina Keshachta Lishmoy Vishalishmoy Vupasol. Because he has in mind to do another Avodah Shalishmoy, that means the Shechita itself he's doing not perfectly, according to this man Omar. When he does a Shechita, starts with the right Machshava, ending with the wrong Machshava, the Mishnah says it's possible. Here he's doing the Shechita starting the right Machshava. Has in mind to do another Avodah, it's considered to be as if the Shechita itself he finished with the wrong Machshava. Omer Lehi V'inkini, if that's so, Afilu shachto, here's the Gersa of Chaim. Afilu shachto ilo ichlov. Lizuk is doma shalai lo ichlov. According to this, someone shecht for the right people, they have to eat the carbon. And he has in mind, he'll do zrika for the people that are not the oichlim of the carbon. They're choyle, they're zakin, they're old or sick, they're not able to eat carbon pesach. If you shecht carbon pesach for them, the carbon pesach becomes pasul. According to your understanding, yasim shoy shoy na kishachto lo ichlov, shalai lo ichlov, ye kosher. If the pshat is when he's thinking from one avoid to another avoid, it's considered to be that the first avoid that he did it with a mixed thoughts. So here, the shechita is considered to be that he did it for the oichlov, the shloi loichlov, for the ones who eat it and the ones who do not eat it. And the din is when a person does korban pesach for a group of people, that some of them were roy to eat the korban pesach, and some of them are not, the korban pesach is kosher. So according to you, in that case, will be kosher. It says the more leis yochel, you can't say that. This case, when he did shchito for the people that have to eat it, and he wants to, at the same time he's thinking he does zrika for only for the people that can eat it, the din is that's possible. So clearly not like you're saying. Says the Gemara, no. Also, Rav Yaakov Acha b'Shav Yechonon, he said, name Rav Yechonon, you're right. Shachto le'ochlov, lizuk doma shloi le'ochlov, did shchito, and they have the mindset for the ones who can eat it. And they have, and he also thought that Zriku will be shloi le'ochlov, he holds will be kosher. So Rav Yechonon l'shita also holds, that's okay. Rav Yosef nasev chaylim, he trained time with Rav Yechonon. Rav Yosef learned from both Nikudas Rav Yechonon said, he learned the Svar of Rav Yechonon. Why, when you do shchita lishmoy, but you have in mind to do zrika shaloi lishmoy, it's possible because nasa mishar rishayin kishachta lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy v'hu possible because it's considered to be that shchita was done with the beginning with a good thought, ending with a wrong thought, shchita itself, and therefore it's possible as we learned in our Mishnah. Lama shachta loichlo lizuk doma shaloi loichlo kosher. For the same reason, what's the reason when you do shchita and you have the right people that the right people that can eat the carbon? And you have zrika of the people that carry the carbon, why will be kosher? Because naso, kishar rishayno, as if in the beginning, from shchito, kishayichto lo'oichlo v'shloi lo'oichlo v'kosher, so it'd be they did shchito with the mixed thoughts for the people that can eat and cannot eat, meaning he's doing shchito for the whole group, and therefore it's kosher. So meaning he's taking from Rabbi Yochanan, from both Nikudas Rabbi Yochanan says, he comes to the same idea that the thoughts that he's thinking about the next avoida all included in the first avoida. And the Gemara is going to continue now with another explanation in Divrei Rabbi Yochanan and explain the next daf, the difference between the two explanations. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Lamed Zayin.